60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, we all have dreams that we would like to accomplish one day.
Of course.
Whether it's to swim with sea turtles or to write an erotic novel about sea turtles.
What?
Or to break into the house of your favorite celebrity and sleep in their underwear and then leave them a sea turtle as you leave.
Why is sea turtle?
I don't know.
So
I feel
much.
Like they'd be happy.
You should
get back. There's a sea turtle there.
Always chase your dreams. Well, if your dream has been to drive a 27-foot-long hot dog down a highway,
what?
Now is your chance.
Sweet.
Do that. Because Oscar Mayer is officially hiring Wienermobile drivers.
Wow.
That would be the best summer job ever.
This is like a once in a... They've never hired people. I feel like they've just been handed this down.
I've always wondered how you get that job. They're known as hot doggers. And newly hired hot doggers will represent the Oscar Mayer brand by driving from coast to coast, doing media interviews, charity functions, and posting pics about their wiener-filled road trip.
Yeah, so cool.
It's cool until you crash the Wienermobile.
Ooh.
It is 27 feet long.
Can you even insure the Wienermobile?
No, does it have a backup camera? That's what I need to know. If it has a backup camera,
that's
I'm
a good
in.
Point.
And you could crash it in really funny ways that could go viral, though.
Yeah, that's
just driving around a big wiener like
that.
Yeah. Oh, how do I get out of this tunnel? Anyway, what do you need to do to apply for the job? Well, the company says they're looking for individuals with a college degree in communications.
Wow.
Strong background in PR and marketing, and a passion for hot dogs and social media.
Dang.
I got the last
part. You
have
to be so qualified to drive around a hot dog.
Yeah.
You're pretty much a glorified ice cream man.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you need your master's.
I know.
What?
Really?
That's whenever you're looking for a job, you read it and you're like, really, I need a college degree to be a server at Applebee's?
Right.
I don't think so.
Or they're like 10 years experience.
Uh-huh. Anyway, they say that anybody can apply, so good luck if your dream out there has been to drive the Wienermobile.
So cool.
Our dream is to just get shocked every morning with a shock collar. So let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. But Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? And I got Brooke. So Brooke's got the shock collar. Pass that over to her while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day. Oh, by the way, we're on Facebook Live right now. I was supposed to mention that at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So Jake, our digital director, is standing there with the camera, and I was like, oh, yeah. He usually appreciates it when I tell people what he's doing. So you can go to the Brooke and Jubal Facebook page and see that there. All right.
Yes.
Back to you, Jake.
Recently, a list came out of the top-selling soft drinks in the world. Obviously, that means these are not alcohol-infused beverages. But number one by far is Coca-Cola, which gets about $70 billion a year. Diet Coke is second at $13.8 billion. But you have to name the third, fourth, and fifth top-selling soft drinks, and you can ask me for a lifeline at any point. You can ask if one of them is on the list.
In the world.
Oh,
wow.
And they have to be in the right order?
Yes.
Dang it. Okay. Coke, Diet Coke. Do you go Pepsi for number three?
It's in there. It's just where is it, right?
Do you think so? I mean, is Pepsi that big worldwide?
I think so. I always thought it was Coke first, Pepsi second.
What about Fanta? Does that count?
That's a big one.
The reason that was my hidden gem I was going to throw in there.
Oh.
Because I think in like.
It wasn't
other
very
countries,
hidden since we all thought of
yeah,
it
you
in
all
the room.
It. But I think it's like the. Like in other countries, it's huge. Like in Japan and stuff, how they have that whole Kit Kat culture. I think they have.
Yeah, around
Fanta.
The world, Fanta is big.
Yeah. So I think it's bigger than it is here.
But I mean, so if we go Pepsi and Fanta, right?
Mm-hmm. What else?
And I think Fanta is actually owned by Coca-Cola.
I think it is owned by one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can still say it because he used Coke and Diet Coke.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I'm just saying that they have the power to put it out there.
In marketing, that's true.
I mean, is the last one some sort of lemon-lime spritzer?
It's
like,
be,
are we doing a 7-Up or a Sprite?
I think a Sprite. I mean,
but
marketing, they're so big.
What about Dr. Pepper?
Dr.
Is that
Pepper,
only a United States thing?
I think it is. I think it's like an acquired thing. Because root beer and Dr. Pepper drinkers, they order it nonstop. Either that or you never have one.
Yeah.
I haven't had
and
one
root
in like
beer,
10 years.
Root beer is very American.
Mm-hmm.
Read the question one more time.
Recently, a list came out of the top-selling soft drinks in the world. Number one by far is Coca-Cola. Second is Diet Coke. You had to name the third, fourth, and fifth top-selling soft drinks in the world. Plus, you could still ask for your lifeline.
Now, does it have to be a brand? Like, if I go ginger ale, do I have to say Schweppes?
Or, like, Canada Dry.
Or Canada Dry, yeah.
I would say ginger ale would be a really terrible idea.
Well,
if you're
going to
say that's one of the top.
So
I
wouldn't
even say that. Example. And I almost want to take away your lifeline for that, I won't.
Okay, wait, one more. What do you guys think? Do you do 7-Up or do you do Mountain Dew?
No, Mountain Dew, I don't know. They have a big, culture underground kind of thing.
Big with gamers, too. They love Mountain Dew. Code Red.
Gamers.
They love Code Red.
The sugar and the caffeine.
I'm going to go Pepsi. I'm going to go Fanta.
You're doing another diet drink?
And I'm going to go Mountain Dew.
Ooh. No lifeline?
Oh, wait, there's a lifeline?
Yeah, ask him real quick.
No, it's too late. We've gone past it.
No.
You blew your lifeline. Coca-Cola and Diet Coke are the two highest-selling soft drinks in the world by far. Together, they make over $80 billion in sales a year. You had to name which soft drinks were third, fourth, and fifth behind them. Number five was Sprite.
Oh!
Fourth was Fanta.
I got that one right.
Yeah.
And third, Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Does it count as a soft drink?
It sure does.
Drink.
That's a soft drink.
So a soft drink, I guess. Yeah.
It's a kind of tricky, but I think he's right.
I don't know.
Oh, old grandma over here can't accept the new drinks as soft drinks.
Back in my day.
We didn't have energy drinks.
And the ones we did killed you on the spot, like Jolt Cola, if you remember that one. Somebody wanted to hear Baby Shark on the text board, so you sing that before you get shocked.
This is like ridiculous in my family. Baby Shark, doot, doot. Baby shark, doot, doot, doot,
got hand motions.
Baby shark, doot, doot, doot,
doot,
mama shark, doot.
All right. If it's new, and it's good,
it's on Mover 92.5.